This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor and co-host Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, Dave.
This time we're looking at a process to attract foreign investment to Rhode Island projects. It's a new way of doing that, and to talk about that, our guest is Mr. Henry Diamond, president and co-founder of Pathway Capital Partners, LLC. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, David.
In general, this is a new process called the EB-5 Immigrant Investors Program. And how does Pathway Capital Partners, how does the process generally work?
Well, the EB-5, as it's known, program was established back in 1990. It was founded through the Department of Homeland Security. And what it involved was having foreign investors making investments into American-domiciled companies for the creation of new employment opportunities. The program itself was not very popular in the first several years of its existence. There were some, you know, setbacks with the program. The administration, through Homeland Security, it got kind of lost for a little while. And several years ago, during the crisis, the financial crisis of 2007-2008, this program regained a tremendous amount of popularity due to the lack of access to capital. And what happened was that the program merits were based on employment and allowing access to capital. So in the last several years, there's been an explosion of regional centers and the use of this program throughout the country. At last count, there's over 330 regional centers in the United States.
But this is new to Rhode Island.
It's new to Rhode Island. We are the first Rhode Island-based EB-5 regional center.
You're essentially a deal maker, right? So you're the intermediary. You have projects that need investment, that need capital. You have people outside the United States who want to invest in the United States. And how do they measure their return, actually? That's a little novel, right?
Yes, it is. It's very novel. It's almost backwards. Normally, if you're an investor, you would think of, if I put my money in, what type of return on my investment will I get? In the EB-5 world, what we look for is how many jobs you're going to create. That's the mandate of the program. Is the foreign investor has an opportunity to invest in, and this is very important, American domiciled companies, not foreign companies doing business in America, but United States companies, and for the sole purpose of creating United States jobs for United States citizens. What the program has done is a significant amount of money has been invested over the last several years, almost $7 billion through 2012 into year to date.
Now, the investors do get a different kind of return as well, right?
They do. The normal return on the EB-5 investment is somewhat nominal. They're more concerned about getting a visa than they are doubling or tripling their money. But the mandate for the investment is that the investor has to invest in a company that creates jobs. So for every investment a foreign investor makes, there has to be a certain number of jobs created by that company that they invested in. For example, the typical EB-5 investor, the amount would be $500,000. And for that $500,000, within 2 years after investing that money, they would have to have created 10 U.S. employment opportunities or 10 U.S. jobs, which has to be proven and documented in order for them to file for a permanent visa. So it is backwards. It's not the return on your capital. It's what you can return in the form of job creation.
Now, what kind of investments are you looking to help move along, get access to capital here in Rhode Island?
There are attractive areas in the EB-5 market. Service sector businesses are very, very popular because they create a lot of jobs. Now, what I mean by that are hotels, hospitality-type industry. The other very large and popularly growing programs are in education. Because there's a new wave of advanced manufacturing requiring more types of skilled labor, education and medical and research, hospital research. For example, the Brown Alpert Medical School. People don't realize that, but even though it was merely a building, it actually is responsible for over 600 direct and non-direct jobs. since its construction. So those are the type of projects that we really, really have a thirst for. For example, the formation of a partnership with educational institutions in the Dynamo House would be something that we would be very interested in and something we've discussed at high levels so far.
Our guest on The Bottom Line is Mr. Henry Diamond, president and co-founder of Pathway Capital Partners, LLC. Are there any other Rhode Island projects you're at liberty to talk about?
Our pipeline has been filling for the last year since we've been in the application process. We've been able to talk to project developers who have been looking at accessing different types of capital, working with current capital companies that are involved in projects and seeing if we could fit in somehow. There are several opportunities we're looking at right now. I can't define them until probably just after the first of the year, but they are some in service sector industries, as I mentioned before, in hospitalities, other in education. We're looking at some alternative energy companies as well.
How do you find the investors? How do they find you?
Well, that's a good question. The investors, about 70% of the foreign investors now are coming from China. There's a particular movement in China to kind of reticent some of the money that's been made there, and the best opportunity is to invest in the strongest economy in the world and possibly get a visa, which is very, very favorable for the EB-5 program. So there is a wealth of investors in China alone looking for opportunities in the EB-5 program. Other countries represent about South America, probably about 10%. The Middle East is very popular. Again, a lot of wealth looking to redistribute into the United States. As far as the project developers are concerned, this is a fairly new, or it is a new opportunity in Rhode Island. So, again, it's like any new opportunity. It's a situation of getting the word out and properly educating the project developers as to what some of the alternatives are available to them. We've been very fortunate in the fact that the city of Providence and Angel Tavares, the mayor, and also James Bennett, the chair of economic development, has been very, very good to us as far as introducing us to some of those project developers.
So you're on the road a good bit then, looking, you know, sort of trying to find these investors and make the connections.
Yes. Before we did establish the regional center in Rhode Island, we had a relationship with certain global alliances, business people that do business in foreign countries. And their clients had been asking them for years as to what they would recommend for EB-5 investments. And we've done business with them over the years. We've done other deals with them over the years. Part of the reasoning for opening up a regional center is that we more or less have a predisposed, not backlog, but a portfolio of potentially interested investors. So that was a very, very prioritized piece of reasoning to open up the regional center.
As we wrap up, any other points you'd like to make about the process?
Well, I think that one of the most important things to describe about the process is that the program was developed to produce American-based labor. We get a lot of questions all the time about the EB-5 program, thinking it's this deluge or onset of foreign investors coming in with foreign labor, et cetera. That is not at all the case. The case is actually the foreign investor comes in with the capital to produce all USA-driven jobs and business opportunities. And in Rhode Island, we see it as being a tremendous opportunity in a state which really needs a good employment shot in the arm.
We've been looking at a process, a new kind of process, to attract foreign investment in Rhode Island projects. And our guest on This Bottom Line has been Henry Diamond, president and co-founder of Pathway Capital Partners, LLC. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
Mark Murphy, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.